the tomb of Empress Josephine. On the 29th of May 1814, Empress Josephine died in her castle at Malmaison after catching a cold during a walk at the gardens with Tsar Alexander I. 3 days later, Empress Josephine was buried in the church in Rueil. In the act of burial, the priest retained her title of Empress, despite the fact that the empire had just fallen and the former emperor Napoleon was in exile on the island of Elba. He made her 5 years younger. She was born in 1763 and not in 1768, and married her off to a simple Napoleon Bonaparte. It was a time of the occupation of France by the Allied troops. So, on the 2nd of June 1814, a large crowd made up of foreign princes, representatives of the King of Prussia and the Russian Tsar, marshals, generals, officers, and all those who had known and loved her, formed a long procession in which the banners of the various parish brotherhoods and 20 young girls dressed in white were also been seen. All went on foot from Malmaison to the church between a hedge of Russian hussars and National Guards to the sound of rolling drums wailing in black crape. Prince Eugène and Queen Hortense had retired to Saint-Leu as imperial etiquette dictated. Hortense's two boys, Louis and Louis-Napoleon, led the funeral procession. The church was far too small to accommodate the crowd. It was not until 1821 that King Louis XVIII signed the royal decree authorizing the construction of a tomb. It was built under the direction of the chief architect that Josephine had chosen for her estate during her lifetime, Louis Martin Berthaud. Berthaud commissioned the statue of the Empress inspired by Jacques-Louis David's painting of the Sacred. The simple inscription to Josephine, Eugène and Hortense, 1825, clearly indicates that this was the restoration period.